Welcome to the Real Estate Podcast.
This is where you will get smart tactics and strategies to accelerate your business.
And where we share top agent secrets and stories that will help all of us be better at our profession and serve our clients better. And we're your hosts, Todd Sumney
and Rich LaRue.
Let's get into the episode. Rich, we just got back from an amazing growth summit up in Las Vegas, and there was so many phenomenal speakers. Today's topic is going to be about leads, lead gen. But before we dig into today's topic, I want to recap Growth Summit. What did you love about Growth Summit this year? And why should every agent listening put it on their calendar for next year and do not miss the event? Pack away $20 a month, whatever you have to do. Do not miss next year's Growth Summit. Yeah, don't miss
it. We had so many good speakers, so many good panels. And focusing on our topic of lead generation today, the speaker that impacted me the most wasn't necessarily directly talking about lead generation. Travis Mills is a quadriplegic, and he had such a great attitude on life. You talk about taking away my excuses for anything. This guy certainly did that. And
overcoming adversity
and living life and having an impact with a positive impact with others. And, just in the world of lead generation, as real estate professionals, we can come up with so many excuses of not doing it. And Travis just took away all my excuses for everything forever.
And me too. Yeah. And that's why I just, for all of you, please put it on your calendar for next year. Make sure you do not miss Growth Summit and join us, because
Growth Summit 2025, it's going to be our 25th anniversary. It's going to be a special party. Right.
But today's topic of having that mindset, First of all, overcoming adversity, it began out of an agent who was facing some adversity. This is prior to Growth Summit, and we started to tell his story, you and I, to different groups around the country, and that's where someone said, hey, you need to do a breakout session at Growth Summit on lead gen. And it was born out of this agent's story. So to set the stage for all of you, there was an agent who wanted to leave the industry. Mm-hmm. They'd been in the industry 2 years. Their results in year one were not stellar. Year two were not stellar. And they were talking about leaving the industry, and they were talking to a fellow agent in their office. And the agent said, wait a minute, you've invested 2 years already in your business. Are you willing to give it another 90 days? And I'll help you in those 90 days. And at the end of 90 days, then make your decision if you want to leave the industry. Mm-hmm. And his story inspired us. We started sharing it with agents around the country. And the results that agents hearing us talk about it, they got, it was so good that we kept talking about it, and hence today's topic, which is about creating 15-day lead gen challenges or pushes.
Right.
That candidly, doing a push, and candidly, it turns into 15 days. You get such good results that it grows into a 30-day, and it grows into a 60-day, and into a 90-day push, and then it just becomes part of your business.
So what we're talking about here, Todd, is not creating a 90-day challenge, because sometimes 90 days just seems like so far out that it's overwhelming. You know, what am I going to do for 90 days? I can't. You know, we feel like we're drowning in that 90-day challenge.
Right.
So you've backed this way up to a 15-day challenge. Well, I can do anything for 15 days. I can take a cold plunge for 15 days in a row, as painful as that can
bingo.
Be.
Bingo. That's exactly what we're talking about. You hit ding, 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 ding. That's exactly. And I'm actually going to give you the credit, because you have inspired me. There's been some things that I've wanted to do in my life, in my career, whatever. And I've put them off. And it began with a conversation with you of just start tomorrow and do it for 15 days. Mm-hmm. And you said, quit talking about a 90-day plan or a 90-day challenge. Break it down to just do it for 15 days. And I've done that.
Excellent.
Perfect example, 15 days in a row of push-ups.
All right.
15 days in a row of sit-ups.
Good job.
Right? And then you can do that. And then, so you've done that in your life. What day are you on? So it's grown past 15
749,
days. Okay.
I think,
right.
For push-ups.
Right.
Yeah. It's okay. Over 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the thing is that you feel better, you see the results in your business, and you want to keep going. So let's dig in and let's talk about these.
Not just that. Stay with that thought process. But one of the things that I want to add here that I think is so important is because mindset is so important, that when we make a promise to ourselves and we fulfill that promise, it gives us more self-esteem. All right. Not that any of us need more self-esteem. Yeah, right. We all do. But my point is that it's a win-building opportunity. And when we make a promise to ourselves, we need to keep that because we become better and stronger human beings because of that. So I'll get off my soapbox. I know, you know, we're drilling down a little deep. Let's take that. And how does that relate to and how does that roll into lead generation challenges?
Well, yeah, and that's why we're going to start right away with a challenge for all of you. Right now, I want you to write down on a piece of paper and say, I will commit to trying a 15-day push. And a push is basically what you're going to do. We're going to break it down a process, but you're going to go all in for 15 days on a tactic, an idea, doing some sort of activity. You're going to go all in for 15 days.
Now, in fairness, we're asking our listeners and our viewers to commit to a 15-day push, and they don't even know what the push is.
I am.
But we've got several for you.
We do.
So
we
you
have
can choose.
Multiple options. You're gonna see.
You're
them.
Gonna find got, something you like.
We've got at least four that you're gonna be able to choose today and Perfect. Apply to your business. But let's unpack it. Let's leads. Anytime that we as a company, we put a smart Zoom out or a webinar or something, and the topic is leads, we get double the amount of registrations. We get double the amount of attendance. Leads is a very hot topic for every real estate agent right now.
Yeah.
And it's because they want to serve more buyers, more sellers. They want to help more people. So, and they want to know, how do they do that?
And it's just one of our pillars of how you grow your business.
Right. So there's two ways to generate leads.
There's only two ways.
You know this.
Yeah.
The two ways.
Either you create them or you pay for them.
You got it.
Buy them or create them yourself.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we all know there's plenty of podcasts and webinars that we've even done in the past about paying for leads, and there's different options. But we're going to dig in today to ways for us to just generate leads. And to dig them. And that's where I kind of want to, we're going to give you a three-step process on how to do a push. Okay? So let's talk about the agent, though, with his 90-day story.
Yeah. Let's go back to him.
So what it was he said he chose, his tactic or his action was going to be, I'm going to do 90 open houses in 90 days. That's what he wanted to do.
Wow.
And do you remember the story?
We got a call
from someone out in the field.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, there's this agent that we noticed that every day there's open house signs out in three different neighborhoods. There's like 25 open house signs out, and every day he's doing open houses. So we went and looked him up online, and he's doing these open houses every single day. So my question is, he started a 90-day open house. This is about the 35-day mark.
Yep.
Who noticed first that he was doing open houses? Agents.
Mm-hmm.
Who noticed second, though, Rich?
Homeowners and neighbors.
Right. So about the 45-day mark, what happened to his business? Because every single day, home buyers and sellers are driving in and out of their neighborhoods, these three different neighborhoods, and every day he had 25-30 open house signs out with his name, his phone number on them.
I'm sure legally it's way too many open house signs, but push the limit. It doesn't matter. He got noticed. Yeah.
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 So
people want to find out who this guy is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he started to get What? Listing appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to get other home sellers that now wanted to list their home. On top of it, his database from buyers, let's just say that every day, pull out your calculator real quick, or let's pull out mine.
Okay.
Every day, I think he was getting 8 to 10 consumers coming through, mm-hmm. on a given day. And so let's just say take 10 times 45 days.
450.
Doing my math, 450 people coming through. How many of you would love to have 450 buyers that you're now engaging with versus 45 days earlier, maybe you didn't have that engagement.
And I just heard somebody in the audience think, yeah, but some of them came through with another agent. And yeah, one of them was a neighbor just being nosy. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You have bodies coming through. There's nothing worse than a real estate agent with nobody to talk to at an open house.
Cut it in half. It was 225.
Whatever the number is.
More importantly, that's whatever goes back to your mindset at the very beginning of talking about mindset of whatever excuse or hurdle that you can throw at it, it doesn't change the true outcome of results of his story. He started getting so much activity from buyers.
Yeah.
He started getting activity from sellers.
Yep.
At about the 80-day mark, he already had 4 or 5 transactions that were closing or had closed, and had 4 or 5 in the pipeline. And I think by the 90th day, he had closed 4 transactions. And he had 4 in his pipeline.
Amazing.
That were ready to close. About the 120-day mark, he ended up doing, because I read his post on social media, he did 12 or 11 transactions in about 120-day time.
Yeah, period. And my question is, would 11 or 12 transactions in the next 120 days impact your life
right.
positively?
Right.
I don't think there's anybody out there who would say no to that.
Well, and he basically posted, you know, his story, and he said, the results were so phenomenal, it did impact my life. I am not only staying in the real estate industry, I'm thriving, I'm happy, I'm growing. And that's when we began to talk about this with some of our agents and ask them, hey, do you want to give it a try? So one day I was talking to our broker up in Oregon, and we were talking about this story, and he said, hey, send me the info. I have some new agents that would love to try that. Mm-hmm. So I want to do a shout out real quick to Paul Hill and Ruben Garibay, our agents up at HomeSmart Realty Group out of Oregon. And they committed, the two of them, kind of like a little accountability partner group.
Awesome.
They said, well, instead of me trying it alone and you trying it alone, let's do this together. And their goal was to do 50 open houses in 30 days.
Between them?
Between them.
Wow.
Between
cool.
them.
Yeah.
So really that's each of them doing an open house, you know, for 25 days, one a day for 25 mm-hmm. days, and maybe 5 days to spend some time with family or do a couple other things. That was their goal.
Well, it rains in Oregon, so
they do open houses even if it rains. They have booties by the front door. I've been there. It doesn't matter. But my point is, I want to commend them because what they did was they committed to doing it, and they are a perfect example of doing a push.
They committed to do it, and they did it.
And they did it.
And they did it.
And they did it.
That's the big deal.
And that's where, so we started to break down. And it wasn't just them. We've shared this with other HomeSmart offices around the country and with other agents. And just agents were getting results. There were some agents in Atlanta that were doing a similar program with open houses. And they found out that it just opened up engagement. And instead of just trying to do the concept here, is instead of doing one open house a weekend or two open houses a weekend, the results, it takes longer to get those results. It's like going to the gym, but you're only going to go 2 days a week. Or eating well, you're only going to eat well 2 days a week. No. And if you say, well, I'm going to eat well from now until the end of time, and you've taught me this, Rich, 90 days, I'm going to eat well. It's too big of a number.
Yeah.
I can eat well for 14 days.
Ooh, there we go.
I can eat well. I cannot do certain things in 14, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to put a push
and
on.
And that's the reason why we've broken this down to a 15-day push.
Correct.
Is to keep it small enough that you get the win from doing it. Mm-hmm. Commit to it and do it. Mm-hmm. And build from there. But Wait a minute, I want to go back. You're talking about doing open houses during the week, not just on weekends?
Every day.
Open houses work during on a weekday too?
Well, let's go back to the story of the agent, the 90 days and 90-day open houses, 90 open houses in 90 days. What if he only would have done them on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? So 90 days.
Well, it's
days
better
is,
than doing zero.
It is better than doing zero, but it doesn't. There's a three-step process which we're going to give you, which is identify in group, target and engage, and then focus, frequency, and volume. It's the focus, frequency, and volume that really makes a push work.
You break the inertia and you start getting momentum.
Right, because it's the homeowners that are there in mm-hmm. that neighborhood. If they would have seen him on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So let's how many weekends would it take? So 90 divided by 3.
It's 30 weeks.
It's 30 weeks.
Yeah.
So it would have taken him 30 weeks to get the same results. Right. Versus 90 days. And he gets the results. And so it's the frequency. It's the volume. It's the push.
Yeah.
So think about dieting and eating. Uh-huh. If you only did it 3 days a week, what results would you get versus doing it every day for 14 days?
Yeah.
Go ahead, you were going to say something.
Yeah, well, my point is that if he were doing open houses on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, people wouldn't notice.
They wouldn't.
Where he got
it's
noticed
no
is because he was
else.
Doing it every day.
Correct.
And it's like, wow, those signs were there yesterday. And signs were there the day before. And wait a minute, tomorrow the signs are somewhere else because he sold that house, you know. And or whatever it is.
Well, the signs were there last week.
The signs were in the area.
Right.
And moving around, it's like, wow, this agent is everywhere. They must be super successful. And whether you are or not, you know, I mean, the first 15 days, you're just getting going. But with that momentum, you will get noticed.
Yep.
Because it's not the norm.
Right.
That's all we're asking you to do is step out. Don't be Norm.
Right. So again, so now if you're grasping the concept of a push, think of something that you are doing. We're going to give you four tactics at the end of this that you can do. But think of something that you've done in your business that has gotten results. And what if you did that every day with intensity for 14 days in a row? And that's the only thing you did. Sometimes we try to bite off too much. Hmm. And we try to bite off too much at one time. And we try to do five different things. And I'm going to do this between 8 and 9. And I'm going to do this between 10 and 11. And then I've got to go show properties. And I've got to do some other things that I have to do. What if we just intensely focused on one thing and did it with frequency, with volume, with intensity.
And enthusiasm.
And we do it over a short period of time. And then what happens is we get results.
Yeah.
And then it grows into a longer, you know, type of a, you know, discussion or a tactic, right? So let's dig in real quick about how easy would it be for you to implement a push for a 15-day push. So the first thing that you need to do, though, is you need to identify and group consumers or who you're trying to target. So we can talk about different groups that we have, you know, and ways, you know, to engage people. But I'm gonna get to my notes here real quick. I identified some different groups just to help us have some talking points today. Mm-hmm. Give you some examples. So one group that we may want to talk to or intensely communicate to is first-time homebuyers. Another one is renters. Mm-hmm. So they are, you know, right now there's lots of talk in the industry about interest rates. Well, what's the interest rate on someone who's paying rent?
100%.
Every dollar that they are paying monthly is going to someone else who is building equity for themselves, not that the landlord is building equity, the renter is not.
All of a sudden, 7% interest looks pretty cheap.
Right. So the difference is sometimes we try to talk to everybody. What if we just talked to first-time homebuyers and renters and talked about the fact of how home ownership can help them build equity and wealth instead of renting, and that we can help them overcome any barriers that they are having to home ownership. Home ownership, you know, for some people isn't easy right now. It's difficult.
Yeah.
But we can help make it easier, and we can help inform them and help them. And one of the perfect examples, you and I interviewed on this podcast a couple weeks ago, a first-time homebuyer.
Yeah.
And she has already referred her agent out to two other first-time homebuyers, and they are already under contract with this one real estate mm-hmm. agent who has now helped three first-time homebuyers in a time period of 4 months yeah. that we know of.
Yeah.
And they are all grateful because he has helped them buy homes. So the concept is you target people, so first-time homebuyers, renters, and you communicate and you help them. Mm-hmm. Another group is just neighborhoods, people who live in a particular neighborhood. You could target a bigger group, all buyers. You could target sellers. And, you know, we've heard the phrase list to last, right? So you get the right. listings. So
and in talking about neighborhoods, that's kind of a geographical focus. You can also look at groups of people any number of different ways by psychographics and where they are in life as right. well. But then, of course, in today's market where sales are down from where they've been in previous years, there's still a five groups, and we call them the D's.
Right.
Which drive business, and, right. and the D is not for driving business, but out of these groups of the D's, there's always business to be done because it just has to do with life,
right?
And where we go from there. So those five D's are diamonds, weddings. When people get married, they right. they buy and sell homes.
Creating a family.
Diplomas.
Yep.
You've got somebody graduating from high school or college, and mom and dad might be downsizing, or maybe they get a diploma and a great job, and they're now looking for a home for themselves.
Right.
Divorce.
Yep.
Could create, not to be an opportunist here, but there's three potential sales there.
Right.
All right. Let's just look at it for what it is. No judgment.
Well, again, you know, for divorce, sometimes you're helping people. I know we interviewed another agent the other day. And the couple was in a situation where they're like, look, we need help. We've been waiting on interest rates to go down before we want to sell the home. But unfortunately, we want to get divorced.
Can you
help us?
We really do hate each other right now. And we've been living under the same roof.
Right.
And so just sell the house.
Sell this house and then help us buy our own house and move on.
Yeah.
And so you're helping people.
Yeah.
So,
and then the other two D's are debt. People get in over their heads mm-hmm. and have to sell for whatever reason, maybe a pre-foreclosure, what have you. And then ultimately death.
Right.
There's real estate being disposed of then.
Yes, I want to say that, those are the groups. But
real life scenarios.
Really, and this is what we're trying to unpack is we want you to think of, as you're listening today, who would you want to identify and talk to? So debt, for example, there was an agent who told us the other day of a consumer that had $300,000-$400,000 in equity in their home, and yet somehow they got into a financial situation and they were days away from foreclosure. And they didn't know what to do, and they clicked on a social media post from an agent who was posting about, I'll help you, you know, with the equity you have in your home, whatever needs you have. And the agent was able to keep the consumer from going into foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they were able to sell the home, and the consumer walked away with several hundred thousand dollars of equity.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to go through bankruptcy. So it was a way of helping someone who was in debt.
And they didn't lose 100% of that equity.
Right.
They were able to walk away with something because they were paralyzed with fear.
Right.
They didn't know what to do. And we're in the business, and we think, oh, yeah, well, if you get in that situation, you just sell the house. Some people can't do that. And we are here. This is what we do.
Right. Right. So, you know, in the last 2 years, I think there's a, I wish I had my slide in front of me, but there's like 7 million babies that have been born. You know, life has been happening. There have been you know, millions of divorces, millions of marriages, millions of people that have gotten themselves into some of these life situations. So as a recap, different groups for you all just to think about here real quick is first-time homebuyers, renters, neighborhoods, buyers and sellers, and then those five D's, diamonds, diplomas, divorce, death, debt, you know, et cetera. Yep. With diamonds, I would put diamonds and families even, just, you know, people who are creating families, right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about, so then how would you group them or how would you talk to them? So renters, you know, one perfect way is an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know of agents who literally have contacted the renters in every single renter in an apartment complex and just communicated to them, I'm here to help. Open houses are a way of communicating and targeting those buyers. Because who often comes through the open houses? It's the buyers.
Right.
Yes, neighbors come through sometimes, but debt. An agent took us in the other day and showed us all the pre-foreclosure data in her MLS and showed us all the homeowners that were going into, they were in pre-foreclosure. And many
and
of them had equity.
And that number is getting larger.
And right. And so not in a, with a servant heart, this agent was like, yeah. I can help you. Because many of you have equity in your home. Don't go through the terrible experience. Let me help you. And so those are different ways. So the first thing is you identify and group people, right? But number two is then how do you target and how do you actually engage them? And, you know, we've done tons of webinars. We don't have time to go into the details today about social media and Google Forms and creating landing pages or matching, I call them matching pages, right? You're matching someone.
Sure.
You and I have talked before about, like, and renters as an example, how much are you paying in rent? If you're paying this much in rent, let's match you with homes that you could own for the same price you're paying in rent. So you create a landing page that says, here's homes that are this much a month. Here's homes that are this much a month. And the customer chooses which page they want to go to, right?
Right.
So there's different ways that you can target and you can engage customers. You know, open houses is a way. You and I have talked about unsolicited CMAs, neighborhood reports.
Love that.
I know one of your passions, you know, right there, videos, right? It's a great way of, you've targeted a group, renters, do some videos and speak to them, engage them. Right?
Yeah. We spend a lot of time talking about using products like BombBomb, and there's plenty out there. Yes, you can do this on your phone, but if you have an app that makes it super simple for you to shoot and send,
right?
All right, and take all the rest of the steps out. Just shoot and send.
Right.
You know, you can send that to one person or you can send it to a group of people,
right.
And be effective and ultimately get it out, because it doesn't do any good when it's in your head and, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that. And you do seven takes and you don't like it and you get paralyzed and you don't send it. You know, let her rip.
Right.
Mistakes and all, it's okay. And I know most of us are perfectionists and we want to make sure that it's ultra professional. It has to be authentic. It has to be real. And you send it out, and if you send it to people that you already know, you know, they forgive you for all those mistakes. In fact, it's not even a forgiveness thing. It's just, you know, people look at some of the things that I do and say, and they just chuckle and go, okay, well, that's
rich. No, but that's what makes it authentic.
Yeah.
That's what people really want is they want authenticity.
Yeah.
So just, but again, it also comes from your heart and what's the, you know, if your heart is, I want to serve, I want to help. Hey, I'm just trying to share
that
some information. And, you know, I may bumble my words every now and then, but the intent is I just want you to know that, you know, you don't have to keep paying rent. There are some ways we can figure out ways to help you own instead of renting, no matter what your income. KeepingCurrentMatters.com, you've heard us talk about that before. They have a great chart that shows incomes between, you know, $60,000 and $100,000 and $100,000 and $150,000 and $150,000 to $200,000 and how much ownership versus renting, how much equity people can make at any income level. And I think they have four or five different income levels. I probably said that wrong. But again, I'm just saying there's charts and graphs.
Yeah.
It's not just for those that are wealthy. it's any I believe, I still believe in home ownership for everyone, no matter their income level.
Yep.
And I think it's our job as realtors to help them do that. So other ways that you can do it, texting, calls, packet drop-offs, you know, packet drop-offs, pop-bys, all the different things that we've talked about before. So, you know, we're just trying to give you ideas here. So you identify and you group people. You figure out how to target and engage them by communicating to them. But then focus, frequency, and volume. And this is where, you know, for me, this is an exclamation point. You know, you choose one thing. You know, working with you, Rich, you've helped me learn how to focus or to talk when I'm talking to agents, but just focusing on one thing, because sometimes, you know, we can talk about too many things and we can throw too much at them, or we throw it at them for, hey, 90 days, here's a 90-day plan. Your whole approach of focusing on just starting tomorrow, choose one focus. So write these notes down. Choose one focus. Do it every day for blank days.
15 days. That's our focus for this. We're going to start with 15 days.
So yep. Choose one focus, one thing.
Yep.
That one thing could be videos. I'm going to do it every day. Or that one thing could be, you know, texting. Whatever you choose, you're going to do it. It could be open houses. You're going to choose one focus, do it every day for 15 days. You're going to do it every day.
Every single day.
Every day. You're not going to just on weekends. If you could, you'll move the needle, but it loses the inertia.
And not just if I feel like it.
Nope. It loses the inertia.
Because I promise you, I'm not going to feel like it tomorrow.
You're not. Right. But that's where it comes. You're going to do it anyway. Every day. Choose one focus. Do it every day for 15 days. Do it every single day. And then do as much as you can do, and then do more.
Oh, we're going to Ed my
let
this.
And then do more.
What, do it all and then just do one more, the power of one more. I love that.
And then after that one, do one more.
Yeah.
And so just think about the man who is doing the open houses, like, I'm going to do it, you know, and signs. Yeah, I could put out 3 open house signs and I'll get X amount of results.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to push the envelope as many as the neighborhood will allow me to put out. I'm going to put out, and so in this...
And one more.
And one more. And then I'm going to do another one. And not only am I going to do it on this corner, I'm going to do it on the corner across the street, and I'm going to do it across the corner across the street, because, you know, it just, that's, it's frequency and it's volume, and that's what really works. Yeah. And so I think that that's where, you know, we dig in here. Let's, you know, my question right now is, who's up for a challenge? Have we inspired you enough that you're going to right now today do a 15-day challenge?
Hmm.
I hope all of you. So let's dig in.
I'm fired up. I'm sitting here or standing here thinking, okay, so what's my challenge? What am I going to start tomorrow to put my money where my mouth is? What am I going to do tomorrow and for the next 15 days?
I have my challenge in my head because I actually started one yesterday.
Oh, good.
We're recording this today on the first day of a month, and I started one yesterday inspired by you, Rich.
Uh-oh.
And I have my 2 things that I'm doing every day for the next 15 days. I want you all to do that too. So let's dig into some options here, and I'm going to do it with you.
All right.
I'm going to do it with you. So option number one, you know, is really about this open houses, doing open houses. Is that right? Wait, hang on. I want to dig. Option one. Oh no. Option one is the first time home buyer challenge and the renter challenge. That's option one.
All right.
There are 140 million millennials and Gen Z right now.
Yeah.
That the numbers just don't lie. They're there. They're looking to buy.
And most of them are still living with their parents.
Some are still living with their parents. A lot are renting.
Yeah.
But that's 140 million. Let's just say that 5 million of them want to buy a home. That's a huge number that needs help. I think that it's more around the number of like 35, 40 million of them that want to buy. They would prefer to own, not rent.
Right.
Out of the 140 million. So, you know, you have this huge population, and it's not just millennials and Gen Z. It's you have a huge population that want to own instead of rent.
Mm-hmm.
So as a service to the community, could we as real estate professionals focus for 15 days on first-time homebuyers and renters? So that's what this challenge is, the first-time homebuyer challenge, the renter challenge. There's an agent, if you all can follow him, he's in Philadelphia, his name's Kwesi Akal. Kwesi, he focuses on helping renters become owners. He has a tagline, a phrase, Kwesi, sorry I'm sharing your secret, but we talk about, let's see, what is it? Marry the house, date the rate,
yeah,
and refinance later.
Yeah.
Well, he uses divorce the landlord.
So marry, I love that.
Marry the house, date the rate, divorce the landlord. Right here up on the screen, I got a post of him, you know, doing a social media post. He's saying, divorce your landlord right now. I'll help you go through the process and we'll help you. I don't care if it takes 3 years. I'm going to help you become a first-time homebuyer. So he does this with... you know, by focusing on them. So he comes out on his social media, his email, his phone calls, his texts, his videos, his reels. He's focusing on first-time homebuyers and renters. And so can you do this for 15 days?
One of the stories that I've heard you tell over and over again about Kwesi is the fact that he'll get a question from a first-time homebuyer, and instead of just answering that question to that one person,
right,
he shoots a quick video about it and say, hey, I was asked this question and I thought y'all might find it valuable. And so he answers that and then posts it. It's massive.
Right.
You know, and it seems so simple.
Right.
And everybody watching and listening, you know, yeah, we're all nodding our heads going, yeah, of course, absolutely.
Right.
But in the heat of the moment, do we think to do that?
Right.
And maybe I'll pick on myself.
I'm glad you brought it up.
I don't sometimes. I just, you know, I get busy and, you know, it would be that one answer.
So for those
to
of
that
you,
one person.
You're right. So for those of you listening, an action item, write this down, action, then circle it and say for the next 15 days, every time I get a voicemail or a phone call from a client, I'm going to answer their question. And then I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to do a social media post that answers their question and post it for everyone and say, here, I just got asked this question by a client. I thought you all thought it would help
love it.
Of you as well.
Super powerful.
That's something that everybody could do for the next 15 days.
Yeah.
And that's one way of doing this. So a couple other ways, there's people that are saying, well, you know, how do I get started? How do I work with first-time homebuyers? Learn down payment assistance programs, learn first-time homebuyer programs, get connected with a mortgage professional. There are 4,600 different down payment assistance programs and first-time homebuyer programs. I would say 60% are first-time homebuyer, 40% are down payment. Mm-hmm. They don't have a first-time homebuyer requirement. So that's still a lot of programs that are out there that if you learn about them, get set with your mortgage professionals. You all work with multiple mortgage professionals. Learn from each of them and don't just work with one of them. Work with multiple mortgage professionals. Have them share their information with you and share their information with your clients.
Todd, I want to take just a moment here and acknowledge the fact that we are recording this in April of 2024. And 2.5 weeks ago, we just got hit with the NAR settlement. So we do have some of our audience members going, hey, wait a minute, though. How is all this going to work out with everything that's coming that's new? Don't worry about it. I know that's easier said than done. But these strategies still work within the realm of what's coming and the changes that are coming later this year. So just go with the flow. The strategy is the same. Some of the tactics may be slightly different, and
well
yes,
said.
You will still get paid.
Yeah,
on you know, with first-time home buyers.
Right. Well said.
Yeah.
I agree with that, and that's why, you know, take action. Do what you just said.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, but one way to equip yourself is to learn about these programs so that you can then turn around and communicate them.
Oh, yeah.
And so for a 15-day challenge for first-time homebuyers, what are some things that you could do? You could build a Google form to capture some names, like first name, last name. What's your current situation? Mm-hmm. What are you looking to do in real estate? What are your real estate goals? How can I help you? What information can I provide you? Where are you stuck? One of Kwesi's questionnaires, you know, has a little checkbox that says, I don't know where to start. And he gets a lot of checkboxes where somebody's like, I don't know where to start. And so it's for him, it's a great conversation starter because, well, let's dig into that.
Yeah.
Let's walk you through the process and help you start right here. So
you
build a Google form or you build a landing page. We know of an agent who targeted an entire home apartment complex. And literally, she went into the front office. She knows how much a one bedroom, a two bedroom, a three bedroom is paying for rent. And she created a list of homes that someone could own for those three price points. And then communicated to every apartment dweller.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a home you could own in the area for the same price you're paying for rent within a 5 mile radius of this home. And she's matching people's need together with an answer, right?
I love it.
And we've talked about landing pages, matching pages. There's the agent in Atlanta we've talked about before who did the post on social media, put in the comments below how much you're paying in rent, and I'll post links that show homes that you can own for the same price.
Yeah.
So what if you did this every day for 15 days?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get results?
Would it move the needle?
Mm-hmm. But that's the only focus for 15 days is helping renters, helping first-time homebuyers by doing landing pages, social media posts, videos, et cetera. And you go, you put the pedal down.
Yeah.
You press the accelerator, right?
Okay, so what's option two?
Option two is that open house challenge.
Love this one.
And it's doing an open house every day for 15 days. Every day. And, you know, the results, even the two agents that I told you about, you know, Paul and Ruben up in Oregon, I checked in with Jim around the 15-day mark. They were already so excited because in comparison to their previous 15 days, where they were maybe not as busy, there wasn't as much, they were stressed. They were trying to, what do I do? How do I, you know, how do I grow my business? How do I help more people? They had 15 days of constant engagement with consumers. And I want to say that at 15 days, they had over 100 and some new buyers, new conversations.
People who have been through their open houses.
That people have been through their open houses.
Yeah.
Nice. Neighbors that had come over and talked to them and said, made an introduction that, hey, someday we may sell our home.
Yeah.
And so it's a great way of activity. One of the things I want to share some numbers with you. We talked about as many open houses as signs as you're allowed. I want to run through some of the numbers. Let's do some math here. Let's say that a neighborhood would allow you to put out 30 open houses.
Or I don't know
open,
if any.
30 open house signs.
Right, okay.
You know, on every corner, the little ones that stick in the ground, you know. And so 30 open houses.
Yep.
Or 30 open house signs. And you're going to do that 30 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. 900 impressions?
30 times 30.
Assuming that somebody sees all 30 signs?
Right.
But
900 impressions.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people live in a neighborhood, though? So, like, let's say it's a neighborhood of 200 people. Do 30 of those people see those open house challenges? So let's take 900 times 30. 30 people see those 30 open house signs. That's 27,000 impressions.
Wow.
So that's how the numbers kind of work and the frequency and the intensity of doing that every day for 30 days in a row or for 15 days in a row, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where the power of numbers come
into
play.
And the cost involved in that is it's so much less than online leads where you're paying per impression or paying a referral fee.
Right.
This costs you open house signs.
Right.
And your time.
Right. The bottom line is, you're picking something and you're doing a push.
Yeah.
But the thing I wanted to unpack with the numbers is it's not just impacting 150 people. That's potentially like 30,000 impressions, right there. So think back to our first story, the guy doing 90 open houses in 90 days. Times, do those numbers times 90. You know, that's a lot of impressions.
Well, he certainly made an impact because he hit our radar screen.
He did.
And we're not even in that community. Right. So
option three. You're going to do an unsolicited CMA to X amount of number of people a day. So could you do two a day for 15 days, and that's 30 CMAs?
Now, we've talked a lot about this CMAs on other podcasts and in live sessions. And so if this is the first time that you've heard this, drill down into that a little bit, Todd. Tell us what that, an unsolicited CMA. I don't know. That sounds scary to me.
So we were
doing
this.
What am I doing with that?
You and I were doing this live in an office the other day.
Yeah.
And we actually showed an example of someone logging into their MLS.
Yep.
They happened to use BombBomb video software.
Yep.
So they were able to press screen record, and they could record what they were doing on screen while they had a little circle down in the lower left corner with their face in it.
Yep.
With them talking while they were in the MLS. Mm-hmm. And they pulled up one of their past customers' neighborhoods, and they just said, look, here is your neighborhood right now, you know, in our multiple listing service. There are only two homes for sale at this price point. Mm-hmm. Homes in the last 6 months have sold between this price and this price. And she said, you know, now might be a really good time for you to list your home if you're thinking about selling in the upcoming years. Because then she switched screens and went to an inventory level. And she said, look at this inventory level. Do you remember this on the video?
Yeah.
And she said, the inventory level is at a low level that we haven't seen in like 15 years.
Yeah,
I think she showed on the chart. So what that means is there's more home buyers wanting to purchase right now than there are homes available.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about it, it might be a good time. I just want you to know that I'm here to share data, information. I'm here to serve you. And she just kind of said, I want to give you a helpful neighborhood report, let you know what's going on.
Here's my ultimate thought on this entire option that we're talking about. Emailing is good.
Right.
We get emails all day long, every day, and some of them we look at, some of them we don't. Postcards into a neighborhood or sphere of influence, that's good. You get 3 seconds, maybe. They go in the trash. texting, another great way to reach people.
Sure.
You know, right? And that works. I respond better to text.
Right.
Or more often to text than I do emails.
Right.
But doing this absolutely captures your client or your friend or whoever it is that you're sending this to, because it is so personal. It will get seen. Whether they reach back to you or not is not the point at all.
Right.
It will be read. It will be looked at. And it will have impact.
Right.
I think this is one of the biggest things that we could do. If I were to jump in,
yeah,
and we haven't even got to number four yet.
Yep.
But I'm all over number two and number three working in conjunction with one another. But we're only asking you to do one thing, not two.
Right. But, I mean, texting is a great example. And again, go search for a previous podcast talking about the neighborhood reports or unsolicited CMAs, because we walk you through step by step. But the concept is you're just taking a screenshot real quick of their neighborhood view with a map view on your HomeSmart website. You take a screenshot with the satellite view, and they can see all the homes that are there. And they can only see one or two homes for sale, if you know, depending on the neighborhood. But you're just giving them a neighborhood report. You send them a quick little text with those pictures. That's one way of doing it. Another way is doing the video that we talked about. Do you remember, we talking about Growth Summit, remember the lead gen panel we did on stage?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Vance from North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
he got on stage and he talked about something he started 40 days ago. Do you remember what it was called?
I do not.
It was the right here. You remember that one?
Oh, I love this one.
Right.
Yeah.
So what he does is he goes to a portal.
Listen up, take notes.
He calls it the ZMA.
The ZMA.
The ZMA. He goes to a portal. that gives home values, and it says this is how much, you know, your home is worth, et cetera. So what he does is he goes, puts in one of his past customers' addresses on that portal. He does a quick screenshot with his mobile phone, and he sends them, and this is what he says, quote, "This is what they think your home is worth. I have other thoughts. What do you think?" So Vance Murphy, Jacksonville, North Carolina, he said he's done this to 10 people a day.
Wow.
For 41 days in a row. And he told me, I have not, he said this on stage at Growth Summit,
yeah,
there hasn't been one of those texts that I've sent out that didn't get a response.
Every single text that he sent, they responded.
So that's at least 410 wow. texts that he cool. sent out in 41 days. For me, the concept of a push is, can you try this for 15 days? And if you did this, so choose the number of people or the number that you can do. Let's say you could do 10 people a day for 15 days. That's 150 ZMAs you're going to send out.
And we're not using, he's not using the Z word
no.
In the no. text. It's no, he's just not. He's just calling it a day.
He just says this. His quote marks. It says, "We had this up on the screen. You know, this is what they think your home is worth. I have other thoughts. What do you think?" And he said it opens up the conversation because he says I could choose any portal. I could choose three different portals, yeah, and they would all have different home values on all three.
Yeah.
Hence the need for talking to a real professional, a real estate professional. Yeah. He says, for me, it's just a way of learning even what my clients, you know, are thinking and where they're at. And he said it's helpful information for them. And it's just started some great conversations for him. For the record, he did say on stage, he helped 52 homebuyers and sellers last year. And 41 of them came from non-paid lead sources, 42. He had 9 that came from paid lead sources.
Wow.
42 from doing helpful engagement, like that's, we're doing right here.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, you know, so
I love that tactic too. That's just brilliant.
It is. So option number 4, you know, I keep the podcast short here, is just texting.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can text. We're trying to give you some tactics that you can implement right now. And you text someone and you just say, hey, you know, hi, Rich. It's been so long since we've talked. I was just thinking about you. I hope you and the family are doing well. You know, let's get together and have coffee sometime. My treat. I just wanted to say hi. You know, a simple text has nothing to do with real estate, but it has to do with the relationship of, hey, I'm thinking about you. How are you? Sometimes some of the texts could have to do with real estate. Here's your ZMA. Here's
yeah, I think here's the point is that we have to have multiple tools in our tool chest for this. And texts get read.
Right.
And so sometimes maybe a ZMA is perfect. Another time, it's just a check-in.
Right.
Hey, how you been?
Right.
I mean, I don't know about you, but you know, sometimes I get busy and I fail to contact my friends and past clients. And so to reach out and fall on the sword, hey, it's been a couple of years. I mean, what happened during COVID, right? I mean, wasn't that like 15 years long where we all went into hibernation? I mean, it's goofy.
Yeah.
You know, but that whole time period just kind of got lost and we've lost touch with our friends and clients, not all of us and not all of them, but it doesn't have to be awkward reaching back out and reconnecting is my point.
No,
because this business is, in my opinion, all about the relationships that we have with people.
It is.
It's not about, I'm going to do this, I'm going to generate this many leads, and out of the funnel shoots this amount of business. It's much more high touch than that.
Well, you and I have said this 100 times on this podcast. We are in a business of serving people, not sales. And the way we serve our community, our sphere of influence, our community that we live in is by engaging, talking, helping, providing information. We're just engaging with them.
Yeah.
I have
the sales come.
They
it's
do.
A byproduct.
It's a byproduct. And a lot of you The living that you're making is a byproduct of what you really love to do, which is help people. That's why this industry is
beautiful made business, up of, isn't it?
It is a beautiful business. We were talking to a nurse the other day. She came from a very caring, helping people. And why is she such a good realtor? I don't know. Maybe it was because I was a nurse and I like to help people and take care of them. And that's what you do. And I'm ding, ding, ding. That's so right, right? So I think that, you know, for recap for all of you, the whole thing here is about doing a push, right?
Yeah.
So texting is a way of you doing a push where I'm gonna do 40 texts a day, and I'm gonna engage with 40 people. I have a friend who has a very strong set of friends, and I was talking with him one day at lunch, and I was like, you know, you have so many strong friendships, and he was just talking about. He says, I work at it every day. I make phone calls, I text, I call, I check in. And he said, I do that on a regular basis. And this had nothing to do with business. It just had to do with, I care. I'm checking in with people. So
I want to be his friend.
He does a push, right? You know, and he does a push.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Every day, yeah. It's not just a happenstance thing to him. He's like, I talk a minimum of 2 to 3 friends a day because they're important to me. And if I don't do that, I find that I lose touch. And so I think that we can all benefit from doing a push. So some recaps.
I think there's a life lesson in that.
There is. And I think, you know, so, you know, a recap is a recap for you. You know, you're going to pick something and you're going to do it every day for 15 days in a row. And you're going to do it with frequency and volume. You're going to identify a group of people to talk to. You're going to engage with them, and then you're going to do it with focus, frequency, and volume. And we gave you 4 different ideas. Rich, give them a recap, you know, of the 4 different ideas, you know.
Well, we've got the first-time homebuyer challenge.
Right.
We have the open house strategy for 15 days.
Yep.
We have the mini CMA, mm-hmm. and then we have texting.
Yep.
And pick one.
Pick one.
Pick one, not all 4.
Right.
Pick one and jump in and do it. Now, there is one other thing that Todd and I want you to do once you have completed your first 15-day challenge or your only 15-day challenge.
Right.
We want you to report back to us. We want to hear about your successes. We want to hear what happened. We want to hear about your challenges. But we want to hear that you did it, too.
Right.
And
even going to push that a little farther. We have our HomeSmart Facebook groups. If you are taking a challenge on, go post it in the Facebook group. And here's what.
Brilliant.
Sometimes when you post it in the Facebook group, you're putting it out, you're committing to it. You're putting it out there. I'm going to do 15 open houses in 15 days. And then now you're going to, every day you're going to wake up, and I posted in that group that I was going to do it, and you're going to go do it. There's something about some accountability.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
So, but we want to encourage you. And how cool would it be if 100 realtors chimed in and said, good job, congratulations, keep us posted on your results. You know, your fellow realtors want to cheer you on.
Yep.
So go post it, then post back. Hey, I'm 10 days in. I've hit 9 out of the 10. 10 were my goals. I missed one day. So I'm going to do 2 today to make up for the day I missed. And then everybody will encourage you and share your results with us. And then we do want to see, okay, out of my 15-day challenge, did you get over 100 conversations with buyers and sellers? Did you help people? You know, what were your results?
Todd and I are so enthusiastic about this because we know the positive impact that it will have on your business and you personally.
Well, you already told everybody we're here in April. We've actually been talking about this since October of last year.
Yeah.
And so we actually have some firsthand experience with actual different agents around the country, different groups that we've talked to that they have given us feedback back. That was thank you for having us do that exercise.
Yeah, and it's important to point out, thank you for going there, Todd. Right. This is not an experiment that we're trying to dump on you. No. We know the proven results of this.
Right.
And we just want you to jump in and embrace it, lean into it for 15 days. We want to share your success.
Yep. So we hope you've enjoyed today's real estate podcast. We hope you take up the 15-day challenge. We believe you're going to get great results. Please share them, share your results with us, post them on the social media groups. Let us know. Smart Agent Ideas, our national Facebook group, go post in there. We'll give you some encouragement, and then also it helps us see that actual feedback. Email us as well. I think at the end of the podcast, it gives a brief little blurb about where you can email us, and we want to hear that feedback.
And if this was valuable to you today, we would encourage you to smash that like button. We appreciate seeing that, and give us any comments, in the podcast, whether you're listening to this, you can do it, or if you're watching it on YouTube. You can post comments there, but thanks for being with us.
We're going to go even one step further real quick, personal for both of us. I am telling you all, I'm committing to doing my 15-day challenge, and I know what I'm doing up here in my head. Are you in?
Mm-hmm.
So
I am.
I'm going to be doing it with you, and then we'll report back on future episodes as well, how we did on our challenge and whether or not it was worth it. So we're in this together.
We are.
Thanks for joining us today.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.